ICE agent fatally shot protester driving vehicle toward officers in Minnesota. DHS. A U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer in Minnesota shot and killed an anti-ICE protester during an operation on January 7th, the Department of Homeland Security confirmed. Today, ICE officers in Minneapolis were conducting targeted operations when rioters began blocking ICE officers, and one of these violent rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over our law enforcement officers in an attempt to kill them, an act of domestic terrorism, Assistant Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Tricia McLaughlin wrote in an X post on January 7th. The ICE officer fired shots at the protester, who was shot in the head and killed. The demonstrator was identified as 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good, according to a joint statement by Minneapolis City Council members. An undisclosed number of immigration officers were hurt in the process, but are expected to make full recoveries, McLaughlin noted. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz urged folks to remain calm in an X post. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem said the incident occurred as ICE officers were trying to move their vehicle out of the snow during an operation. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with their vehicle, Noem said during a press conference from Brownsville, Texas, on January 7th. Noem said before the incident, ICE officers ordered the woman to get out of the car and to stop, obstructing law enforcement, but she refused before she proceeded to weaponize her vehicle. President Donald Trump blamed the radical left for the rising tensions between ICE agents and protesters. "I have just viewed the clip of the event which took place in Minneapolis, Minnesota," Trump wrote in a Truth Social post. "It is a horrible thing to watch." The woman screaming was, obviously, a professional agitator, and the woman driving the car was very disorderly, obstructing and resisting, who then violently, willfully, and viciously ran over the ICE officer, who seems to have shot her in self-defense. The ICE officer who fired the gun went to a local hospital, but has since been released and is with family. His identity has not yet been released, but Noem mentioned in her evening press conference that this officer was hurt in an altercation with a demonstrator over the summer. The very same officer who was attacked today had previously been dragged by an anti-ICE rioter who had rammed him with a car and him back in June, Noem said. The Epoch Times contacted the Department of Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement for additional details. However, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, who has called on ICE to leave the city, insisted that self-defense was a garbage narrative. "This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying," Frey said in a press conference from City Hall. Minneapolis Police Department Police Chief Brian O'Hara said at the press conference, "The preliminary information that we have indicates that this woman was in her vehicle and was blocking the roadway on Portland Avenue, midway between 33rd Street and 34th Street in the city. At some point, a federal law enforcement officer approached her on foot and the vehicle began to drive off. At least two shots were fired. The vehicle then crashed on the side of the roadway." Noem confirmed that the Department of Homeland Security recently deployed 2,000 additional immigration agents to Minneapolis and that, in recent days, they've arrested hundreds of criminals, including people accused of fraud, murder, and rape.